individuals, because this is not the same set of patterns operating. That's the short view, and it would be wrong. It would be inaccurate. What matters, what's more significant, is that anything that's possible is only possible through those patterns. Anything that's possible for a human, as a human, is only possible out of those patterns. In that sense, there's no difference. In that sense, what's the difference? Which set of patterns happens to be operating at 4:15 on Tuesday? Or for 80 years? That isn't an argument for, well, my patterns are unique because this set of patterns in this sequence has never happened before, therefore I'm an individual. The first part is true. This set of sequences has never happened before. But the jump, the leap from that to, well, that would qualify as individual, that's where things go wrong. Because the same is true of every pine tree. Everyone has a little something, a little exact detail, a little different than every other one. It's the whole idea of snowflakes. There's these snowflakes beyond counting, billions upon billions, times billions. It's not even countable. It's so many, and yet everyone is completely unique. But so what? Now, for snowflakes, this isn't a problem, because none of them is walking around saying, I'm a better snowflake than you are, or I'm a smarter snowflake, or I'm going to control all the other snowflakes. I'm going to run for president of the flakes, and I'm going to have power over the other snowflakes in this region. It's not a problem for snowflakes. For humans, it's a problem, because all those things happen. We walk around saying, I'm a better snowflake than that guy. I'm going to run for president of the snowflakes, and I'm going to have real power. In fact, I'm going to wage war on the snowflakes over on the other side we don't like. So this is how it becomes a problem. All problems that have ever happened can be traced back to this one root idea that individuals exist, that you can categorize someone as an individual, that I am, you are, an individual. This is not difficult in any way to see. That all problems have their origin in this misapprehension of individualism. So what I'm saying to you is, if you examine it closely, if you really experiment with it, if you really consider it with an open mind, you actually will start to find, by close examination, how this idea of individual is not correct. You'll actually find in yourself the little strings that can be traced back to the root pattern in anything you do.